Anandamide plus beta endorphin plus where is it? Plus phenethylamine, of course.
It's a scientific term.
It's a chemical, obviously, and that's by the artist Sheep.
Science.
So that's pretty weird. But speaking of weird, let's talk controversial theatre. Would that be the best way to describe it?
That makes it sound way more edgy than it really is. But I'll take it.
Hi, Julia. Welcome back into the BFM Breakfast Studio. We spoke to you last time. You're making some edgy theatre. What was the last one you?
The last one I was here for, I think, was the Plastic Orgasm.
The Plastic Orgasm, I think it was too.
Amazing.
Okay, and this one you just come in and today you tell us about a play that you've been as part of the Matchbox. Program. What's that? Mm-hmm. Matchbox 2018. Just we've talked about it before on Breakfast. What is it?
It's a co-production program that Q Theatre runs. So yep. they have an application process and they pick four productions a year that they help you out with resources and whatnot to get a show on that's maybe bigger in scale than you'd otherwise be able to afford.
Oh, good on the Q and the Matchbox. Yeah. And you've already taken us down to Wellington,
mm-hmm.
home of theatre.
We did two and a half weeks in Wellington.
2.5 weeks is quite a long stint for an edgy theatre.
God, it really is.
Is it a play? Do you call it a play? Do you call it a piece?
It's a performance.
Performance.
Yeah.
It's called Medusa.
Yes.
Medusa. The name alone carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, doesn't it?
What's it about?
Well, it's ostensibly about Medusa, who is a figure from Greek Roman mythology that is a woman with snakes for hair. That turns anyone to stone.
Was she born with snakes for hair?
Well, it depends on who you listen to. Like pre-Greco-Roman, there is actually traditions, particularly in Africa, of this goddess figure with snakes for hair. But in Greco-Roman mythology, she was turned into a monster by Athena as a punishment.
She originally was beautiful, I imagine.
Well, that's the myth, that she had beautiful hair.
Oh, she still is.
No, she's not. No, she's not beautiful,
I'm with you,
Medusa.
Babe.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's.
How do you know? If you looked at it, the eye of the beholder, the beauty being the eye of the beholder, if the beholder had stone eyes.
Huh?
You turn to stone. You get turned to stone if you even looked at.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's not beautiful.
Well, how could you tell? Okay, Tess, what'd you think of her?
You'd be turned to stone,
so I wouldn't be able to talk to you.
See? Yeah, okay.
I just keep it real, you know.
Yeah,
when it comes to mythology, you know.
So
that's a big call to do a play about Medusa. She's not a nice lady.
Well, that depends on your perspective, I think. Because there's
I'm sure that many perspectives are illuminated in this particular performance.
Well, pre Greco-Roman, I think she had she was a lot more complex and had a lot more power as a figure. When Ovid wrote about her or Caravaggio painted her, obviously it's through a very male perspective, one might say patriarchal, just throw it around.
Sure, say it.
And then in the second wave of feminists in the 70s, there was a movement towards kind of reclaiming her as a figure that was terrifying but beautiful and spoke to female anger and female sexuality and all the things that we're told as women are transgressive. She operates as a symbol to sort of reclaim them all as something that is horrifying but also beautiful.
Sure, sure. So and what does the play tell us? Or the performance?
The performance is,
knowing the stuff that you've done before, I'm guessing there's a lot of action in there.
There is quite a lot of action. It is a bit of dance, it's a bit of performance art, it's a bit of theatre all kind of smushed together. And this show was really born out of, about a year ago, kind of out of the cultural storm of Me Too. And
which was, I think, yesterday, officially a year ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting how the world changes, right?
That doesn't seem like it that long ago. A year ago, it doesn't seem like a long time ago. That's when it officially kicked off, apparently.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because yeah,
I think
hey.
We started thinking about it around that time when there was obviously that cultural moment. Women engaged with it in a certain way, which was very calmly explaining things. And for me, that never sat well with how angry I am most of the time. So the work started as an investigation of and a celebration of angry women. And it's really interesting, like a year later, how much the conversation in the last few weeks around what's been happening in the US has been actually focused around, God, how rageful women are. And I think... that, for me, angry women are just it. I think they're sexy and they're exciting, and I want to spend the rest of my life in rooms with angry women. So we've made a play that allows you to be in a room Same. With three angry women.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what sort of things, what sort of things, using a a figure from the past or from you know, mythology in the past, what sort of modern day issues are you attacking? I guess you've just sort of explained that, haven't you? What sort of modern issues come to the fore when utilising this mythological creature?
Well, I think this work, because it's heavily drawing on dance and performance art, is quite open to interpretation. We're sort of trying, we're creating a series of monsters, or we're trying to represent out of all those sort of transgressive states a series of sounds and pictures and movements that are monstrous.
Are you doing things that surprising yourself?
Yeah, sure.
I like that.
Always. Yeah, this is the feminism of the monstrous. It's and not the, polite feminism anymore. We the, did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Three
now,
angry
no, when
women
did you do that? Because that wasn't the last time, was it?
The three angry women is yourself and...
And Virginia Frankovich and Nisha Madden are the co-creators.
Yeah.
So the three of us made it together. Virginia Frankovich, for health reasons, she's got a bad concussion, has had to...
Oh, no.
From the show?
No, everyone asked that.
It was well,
not
I mean,
from
I'm just saying,
show.
It sounds, you know...
Well, it's an action-packed show. So it we're now, like a,
now we've
that
got...
Happen.
It could, right?
Yeah.
Now we've got Bronwyn Ensor stepping into Virginia's role.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there are some sledgehammers in the show, but we are very, very careful with them.
Yeah, I'm sure that you're professionals, like you and you don't get part of the Matchbox program without having at least some sort
safety.
Of occupational safe and health,
yeah, yeah,
safety
yeah.
and health bit coming there. Tickets are whereabouts? Where can we get tickets for this?
On the Q Theatre website.
It's at the Loft too, in the Q Theatre, which is up the top there, and it's
great little venue.
Yeah, intimate.
It is quite
intimate. Confronting.
The sledgehammers are right up in your face.
Yeah.
And we've also got this amazing sound designer who's worked with us through the whole process called Claire Duncan.
Oh, cool.
Who performs under the moniker IE Crazy. And so the show is also really sound driven. It's got a feeling of a gig at points.
Wow, cool.
We turn ourselves into a noise band.
That'd be a great venue for that. Perfect
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Pristine for that, actually. And so you played at first around 21st of September at the Circa Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And how long is the show going for up here in Auckland?
We open on Wednesday 24th and we close on November 3rd. So it's a week and a half.
Thanks for coming in, Julia. Good luck with that.
Pleasure.
Medusa
nice
is the name of the show, created by Nisha Madden, Julie Croft and Virginia Frankovic, and produced by Zanetti Productions. And it is on at Q Theatre until November 3rd. Tickets from qtheatre.co.nz/Medusa. Thank you.
Great. Pleasure.